Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Even as President Biden and Fed Chair Powell are still trying to pretend that the U.S. is not in a recession, more statistical information and financial businesses are confirming that it started last year. Just last week, Biden made the claim that rising prices were caused by price gouging by companies. If that were true, then wouldn't you expect corporate profits to be rising? Yet the combined companies that make up the Standard & Poor's 500 index saw year-over-year profit declines for two consecutive quarters, beginning with the fourth quarter last year. That is the definition of an earnings recession, which would not be happening if businesses were gouging consumers. Worse, according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, corporate pre-tax profits have declined for four consecutive quarters, starting with the third quarter last year. As outstanding bonds and loans mature, the business debtors are facing higher interest rates, as much as double what they were paying. Higher interest rates put continuing pressure on falling profits. Further, many regional banks in the U.S. are in a precarious financial position. A recent study of nearly 5,000 of these banks found that about one-sixth of them have outstanding commercial real estate loans exceeding 300% of their total capital, and construction loans more than 100% of their total capital. These are categories of debt with rising defaults. You may want to check with your own bank or credit union to ask if their loan portfolio for commercial real estate and construction industries may be so large that it could put their survival at risk. Nearly $900 billion of U.S. commercial real estate debt matures by the end of 2024. The debtors on these loans, facing higher interest rates to renew, will be forced to inject fresh capital, sell their properties, or simply default and walk away. As Kevin Gordon, senior investment strategist at brokerage Charles Schwab, said, quote, "This isn't something that gets solved over the next couple of years," unquote. Biden and Powell aren't telling you the truth. Now more people agree with me that America is already in a recession. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.